The images of suffering after the alleged chemical weapon attack, called appalling and abhorrent by many in the West, at first drew a muted reaction from new Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, who, without blaming the Syrian government, issued a general condemnation of chemical weapons use. Former Radio Farda military correspondent Hussein Aryan, speaking to VOA Persian via Skype, says Mr. Rouhani had no choice.
Not doing that, it would devaluate actually the credibility of a president who has taken over and seems or says that he's going to have a moderate approach in terms of international relations.
The escalating crisis in Syria may well test Iran's intent to improve ties with the West and the United States. With the election of President Rouhani came a Western-friendly foreign minister, and Tehran has softened some of its rhetoric over its controversial nuclear program as it looks to get sanctions that have battered its economy lifted. Still, as Western calls for military action against the Syrian government increase, Iran's defense of Syria has also strengthened. Stephen Heidemann at the United States Institute of Peace says via Skype that's because Tehran has much to lose.
Iran, for much of the period since the Syrian uprising began, has been the most important ally of the Assad regime and has really thrown itself wholeheartedly into ensuring the regime's survival.
Part of that is Iran's use of the militant group Hezbollah, whose leader has vowed to fight in Syria himself if the need arises. Michael Rubin at the American Enterprise Institute.
Hezbollah, of course, is going to perhaps act as a proxy of Iran in this, although we've seen in recent weeks that Hezbollah has become much weaker than it has been in the past.
Iran's influence also extends to Iraq, where Shiite communities have sent militants to fight and die defending the Syrian regime. In Syrian refugee camps like this one in Jordan, anger against Iran is building. This man saying Iran and Hezbollah are also to blame for the chemical weapons attack outside Damascus. For now, Iran remains resolute. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warning American intervention in Syria would be a disaster. As war in Syria rages, Iran's focus seems set on carefully preserving its sphere of influence. Jeff Selden, VOA News.